The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. And Jesus went on to say, "Woe to you Pharisees! You pay tithes of mint and rue out of every garden herb, but you give no attention to the meaning of others. You make judgments, but you are not dedicated to the love of God. These you should have done without overlooking the others. Woe to you, Pharisees! You love the seats of honor in synagogues and greetings in the marketplace. Woe to you! You are like unseen graves over which people unknowingly walk." Then one of the scholars of the law said to him in reply, "Teacher, by saying this, you are insulting us too." And he said to him, "Woe to you, scholars of the law! You impose on people burdens hard to carry, but you yourselves do not lift one finger to touch them." The Gospel of the Lord. This is a very interesting gospel and certainly gives us a thought for the day. Jesus is speaking about the Pharisees who observe all the externals but do not have an interior life and do not face their real selves. We have two persons that appear. One is the mask, one is the public persona. This is what people think about it, our reputation. The other is what we call the shadow. It's a deep inner person. We bury the shadow, we tend to hide the shadow. Perhaps not at home, perhaps in a marriage or in our homes, the shadow is more likely to appear. The human weakness, the grudges, the unforgiving spirit, the unhealed wounds, the selfishness, the control, the demanding person. This is a real person that lives there deep inside of us. We call it the shadow. The shadow is not bad, but we don't want to show the shadow to the world. So we tend to bury it and deny it. I am inspired many times by married couples who certainly have seen one another's shadow, but still love one another, understand and are patient and forgiving of one another. If we do not face the shadow inside of us, the true self, we are not true in the presence of God. This is a place where we meet the wonder of God's love. And when we are caught denying the shadow, we are given to making judgments about others. We can be hard on, demanding, controlling of others because we haven't faced our own humanity. We haven't faced our own weakness. This was the tension that Jesus had with the Pharisees. They were very observant of the law. I mean, they went to church, they went to the synagogue, they kept all the laws, but deep inside, they were insecure, they were resentful, they were greedy, they make judgments about people, they place heavy burdens on people, but do not help the people to carry their burdens. They're legalistic. They're caught in the externals of religion, instead of facing something much more profound, much more true, and deeper from within ourselves. And therefore, listening to the Word of God today is an invitation to look deep inside myself and find my true person, my humanity. The struggles I have, the resentments, the jealousy, the unhealed wounds, the prejudices I have, the demanding person, the person who imposes on another, who is insistent. This is a real person deep inside. This is not a bad person. This is a real person deep inside ourselves. And this is the person that's lovable. In all our humanity, we are lovable. This is the person that the infinite love of God touches. The external is not the real person and is not the meeting place with our God. So take a look at the deeper person inside ourselves. Love who you are in your humanity. Oh, we all got faults. We all have failings. We all have foolishness in our lives. And yet, when we look at our own poverty in our humanity, we begin to understand the struggles other people have. We can see the goodness in other people who will reflect the goodness in ourselves. Until we really face, such as the Pharisees did not, the real person inside of us, we're not growing in the spiritual life. That's the teaching of Luke's gospel today. Jesus rejects the Pharisees and the legalistic, the scholars of the law, because they are superficial. Jesus will embrace struggling people, people on the margins. He will break bread with sinners, with struggling people. These are the people who are real, and these are the people that Jesus meets in his ministry. John Wooden, the great coach at UCLA, used to tell his players, don't worry as much about your reputation, worry more about your character. Your reputation is who people think you are, but your character, that's who you really are. That's the teaching of today's gospel. Amen.